Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Julianne, this is a little unsettling. You're engaged and you think your fiance is cheating on you.
It is unsettling. I'm engaged and I've been engaged for a year, and my fiance and I are scheduled to get married at the end of December. The bottom line is Devin is a golfer. He's a member at the golf club, and he just has been talking a lot about this cart girl. Like, they have these cart girls, you know, but he just keeps on bringing her up. Like, she's come up a bunch of times, and recently he said to me, you know, that she plans a lot of parties and that she's also a photographer in her spare time, and he suggested her be the photographer for the wedding.
What's wrong with that? Maybe she's offering a discount.
I said no, but it's like, it feels like, I mean, she comes up a lot. And so I started to get weird about it. I said no to that. And then my neighbor told me that she saw Devin with a girl getting into his car. Mm. And it wasn't me. So I, like, asked her what day it was.
So a neighbor calls, hold on, I don't want to cross, so I don't want to fly over this. A neighbor calls and says she sees something strange. She's like, hey, Devin's getting in the car with another girl.
I'm sure she was like, here to tell me, but she said she just felt like she had to. So it's not like it was like an old lady or something. Like, this was like a cute girl, and she's getting into his car. He's supposed to be playing golf, is the bottom line. And then I go home to like see if he's back yet or if he left me a note or something, and his golf clubs were still in the garage.
So he clearly was not golfing.
Yeah.
So what's this girl's name that you think he might be cheating on you with?
His name is Allison.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi there, I'm looking for Devin, please.
This is he.
Hi, Devin. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I have $100 in free red roses for you to send to someone that you love free of charge. I have your name and number here as our Instagram tag contest winner. Congratulations.
I didn't enter any kind of contest. Are you sure it's the right person?
Yep, this is, you're Devin, correct?
My name's Devin, yeah.
Well, it's not something that you entered. It's something that your friends entered you in, and they tag your Instagram account. We pick one person to get the flowers.
Oh, all right. That's cool.
Yeah, so do you have someone in mind you'd like to send them to? They're very beautiful, romantic red roses.
Yeah.
And what is that person's name?
I would like to send them to Allison.
Okay, and then I also have a card that I can put with this, a romantic card. What would you like to put on Allison's note?
Since you always come through for me, I want to come through for you.
Okay.
Can you put like a little heart on there?
I sure can.
Are you kidding me, Devin? What? Since you always come through for me, I'm going to come through for you. Devin, are you joking me?
Devin, that is your girlfriend, Julian.
Yeah, not girlfriend, fiance.
This is War of the Roses on the Mandy War on the Ren show with Kiss 95.1.
Oh,
you're supposed to be getting married to supposedly the love of your life, Julian.
Come on. Mind your own business. Like, do you guys have nothing better to do?
Well, Devin, if she would have come to you, would you have told her that you were getting into a car with another woman or that you were golfing when you weren't?
That's my business, right?
Right, so, but it's not your fiance's business.
Look, that's for her and me to discuss. It's not for
you and your audience. Fair enough. Okay, Julian, fire out your questions. We're stepping back.
Yeah, I would love to know, Devin, what is going on? We're getting married.
We can talk about this in private, okay? We don't need to blast this all over the place. I'm not cheating on you, okay? We spend time together, and she tells me her ideas, and
God,
she's
way to waste my time,
person,
Devin.
Okay?
Oh my God, Devin, we're like months away from this. Half of me wants to go through with it just because we're this far, but
Devin, do you want to be? I mean, Devin, do you want to be married or do you want to be with Allison?
I mean, I want to be married.
Then why didn't you answer quicker, A? And two, then why, what are you doing?
You can't just put someone on the spot with these kinds of questions.
How does
you expect me to just be able to rattle off the quote-unquote right answer?
This is so embarrassing. Like, Devin, people saw you. Like, they saw you with her. What are we going to do? I don't know. Obviously, I'm going to have to think about something.
Saw me with doing what?
Getting in the car, we told you.
Since when is that a crime?
Where were you going?
Getting in the car with someone.
That's not a crime, but what happened after that might be the crime. Where'd you go? What'd you do?
We went to the coffee shop and we talked. And she taught me, you know, ideas about what we could do for the wedding and
oh my gosh. So why not just tell Julian that's where you were going instead of telling her that you were golfing?
Like, you think she's going to be sensible about me just hanging out with some other woman?
Okay, but if you knew that would upset her, why would you do it?
I don't know.
All right, so at this point, Julian, you can't say for sure that the wedding is off, but you can't say for sure that you're still going to go through with it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge huge deal. Like,
oh, I agree.
It's not a huge deal.
All right, will you get back in touch with us and let us know what happens?
Yeah, I will.
No.
Thanks. I'm really glad.